I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott with the WVUA Weather Center in just a moment. A Tuscaloosa abortion clinic is suing the state of Alabama over a regulation that could cause the facility to permanently close. The West Alabama Women's Center filed the federal lawsuit against state health officials last week. The suit deals with a regulation requiring abortion doctors to have admitting privileges at a local hospital or a contract with a physician who does to handle patients with complications. The requirement isn't new. However, the clinic's previous physician retired, and the new doctor hasn't been able to gain admitting privileges or find a local gynecologist to take the contract. Susan Watson of the American Civil Liberties Union of Alabama says the regulation is unnecessary. She says doctors face harassment by anti-abortion activists if they work with clinics. The clinic is one of only five abortion providers in Alabama. The Huntsville chapter of the NAACP is continuing its push to remove the Confederate battle flag from the Alabama State Troopers' vehicles and uniforms. The symbol appears on the state's coat of arms. Since last month's shooting at a church in South Carolina, Confederate symbols have been taken down across the nation. Reverend Robert Shanklin is the president of the Huntsville chapter of the NAACP. He says the only flag that should be displayed is our nation's flag.
Personally, I don't see why we need to replace it with anything. We got the United States flag on there. That's enough. That's the official flag of the land, and that's plenty.
For some, the Confederate flag represents Southern heritage and pride. For others, it's a symbol of racism and oppression. Fans of farm-to-fork cooking will be gathering in Harpersville tomorrow to celebrate the tomato. Stone Hollow Farmstead will host the Alabama Tomato Festival tomorrow. The event will include cooking demonstrations by Angela Schmidt of Chef U and Maureen Holt of Little Savannah Restaurant. There will also be samplings of a variety of tomato dishes, including tomato lemonade. Bree Garrett is the program manager and wellness educator for Stone Hollow Farm. She says they want to showcase and highlight local farmers and sustainable farming methods.
Not only are people going to be able to eat good food and enjoy good drinks and listen to good music, but I think it's going to bring about people that are like-minded and are really interested in the local food movement. It's just going to be a lot of fun for everybody that comes.
Garrett says a percentage of the proceeds will go to help start a fund for area farmers. And an Alabama state senator wants to pass legislation to prevent the removal of historic monuments, markers, and school names following debate over the display of Confederate emblems on public property. Republican State Senator Gerald Allen says the legislation would protect all history in the state. Now your forecast.
Mainly sunny on this Friday. Temperatures top out near 100. The heat index approaching 105 to 110. Look for a small chance for a shower storm this afternoon. And same for the weekend. Very hot temperatures continue mainly sunny with that small afternoon shower storm chance. Overnight lows in the 70s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.